Senator, let's start with Western North Carolina. We've talked a lot about the storm and the rescue and the recovery aspect. I'm curious, as you look at life now in Western North Carolina, in your area, what's life like right now, 6-7 months after this storm?
It doesn't feel like six. It's not quite 6 months after the storm, maybe four.
Sure, yeah.
So I will say that there's been a huge amount of cleanup around at least Asheville and Buncombe County. So things look better, and roads are getting repaired, and travel is maybe becoming a little bit easier, but there's still an enormous amount of destruction, there's still a lot of visual reminders. One of the things I was going to mention was unemployment. You know, our October unemployment numbers were the highest in the state. We went from the lowest to the highest in October, and those numbers have come down a little bit, reflecting the fact that businesses have reopened once we got water back in Asheville and Buncombe County. Businesses have reopened. Some people are back to work. But the numbers that just came out yesterday, I think, still reflect that we have the Asheville metro area and then the counties west of us still have the highest unemployment in the state. It's now under 10. It's more in the 6 to 7 to 8 range. But we're still definitely seeing the impact from an employment and an economic standpoint.
I'm curious, Senator, as you look kind of at the urban areas versus the rural areas of Western North Carolina, are those rural areas perhaps in a little bit worse shape than some of the more urban parts of Western North Carolina?
For sure. The rural areas, in addition to suffering, you know, the bridge outages and the road damage that we saw in Asheville, suffered from a lot of landslides that brought, you know, sometimes entire communities down off the mountain. In many cases, the center of a small rural community was built right on the river, which of course makes sense for historical reasons. But now those communities have just been, you know, they were just destroyed. And I'm thinking about, you know, Chimney Rock and Bat Cave, and that literally got wiped off the planet. And then other communities like Spruce Pine, where maybe the downtown buildings didn't get washed away, and in Marshall, but the damage is so extensive that it will be, you know, months, if not years, before some of those buildings are restored. So
it's just terrible stuff. Your heart continues to break for those folks out of that part of our state and all of Western North Carolina. Senator, Governor Stein issued 5 executive orders focused on Hurricane Helene recovery. Curious what you made of those executive orders, and did they do enough to help folks in your region?
We are incredibly grateful to Governor Stein for making Western North Carolina his first visit as governor and these executive orders his first official acts as governor. So the two most important ones are that he ordered a couple of different state agencies to speed up procurement of temporary housing for people in our region, and then also for repair of private roads and bridges. The first one, the housing piece, we will ultimately be getting FEMA dollars for that, the state roads and bridges. That will largely be state dollars. The first one is federal dollars. The second one is roads and bridges are largely going to be state dollars. And those are hugely important because there's still people who can't access their homes or their businesses because these private roads have been washed out. So that's huge. Is it enough? I mean, there's no such thing as enough, right?
Sure.
Again, this is going to take years. The thing that we continue to need desperately are grants for small businesses. Almost every day I pick up the paper and another business has closed and another business has closed. We just need grant dollars to help those businesses. And that's, the legislature has made it clear that's not coming. And the governor doesn't have the authority to give us that either. So we're still stuck there.
You and I have talked kind of extensively about the need for some help for those folks who are thinking about or might be evicted from their homes because of Hurricane Helene in that part of the state. Is there any traction with helping in that regard, Senator?
No, not yet officially. Again, the legislature has made it clear they are neither going to put in place an eviction moratorium or increase rental assistance for people to stay in their homes and for, I will say, landlords to continue to receive rent. Eviction filings have climbed. I understand that in many of those cases, the courts granted continuances and to give people a chance to, you know, get back to work and get going again. But there still are some landlords that are, and there's one in particular, I won't name them, but one in particular that seems to be taking advantage of this situation to file dozens and dozens of evictions, far more than anybody else.
How can our listeners help those of our neighbors in Western North Carolina?
There are still a number of ways, and I'm not really supposed to plug organizations publicly, but I will just say organizations like Manna Food Bank, Pisgah Legal Services, which is representing those folks, many of those folks who are challenged with eviction notices. Beloved Asheville, which is providing so many supplies to people who no longer have homes. Those are some of the top three, I would say.
Senator, before I let you go, we'd like to get your perspective on things at the state legislature as you prepare to get back to town and get back to work. What are some of the biggest action items you hope that you and your colleagues can address during this session of the General Assembly that's coming up?
Well, I think the biggest thing is going to be to get the money that's been allocated actually flowing. It's not clear that all of that money is flowing, and this is understandable to some degree. You know, we came back in November passed these bills and allocated money, and then we went into the holidays, and now we're in administration change. So there's just been a lot that's kind of keeping some of that money from flowing out the door. That's job number one for my colleagues and me this week, and particularly on that front is the cash flow money that we allocated in order to help local governments, cash flow all of the additional expenses that they have. That money is not yet flowing, and we need to do that. And then once we really get back into session later this month, it's continuing the drumbeat of what do we need. What are the feds not going to pay for, and what will the state pay for?
Senator, last thought before I let you go, the lack of the veto-proof majority in the General Assembly, are you hopeful there'll be more cooperation and collegiality between the administration and the General Assembly?
I certainly am. I'm always hopeful for that. And, of course, Josh Stein is a different person from Roy Cooper. My hope is that we can get off on the right foot here so that we're all pulling in the same direction.
As Buncombe County State Senator Julie Mayfield. Senator, always appreciate your time and perspective. Look forward to our next visit. Thanks so much.
Thank you.